This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The first Fed meeting of the year starts tomorrow. It's the Federal Open Market Committee, technically. And come Wednesday, at his usual press conference, Chair Jay Powell is going to get a question or 10 about what comes next, big picture, for this economy. Here is what he said about that after the Fed's December meeting.
I don't think anyone knows whether we're going to have a recession or not. And if we do, whether it's going to be a deep one or not. It's not knowable.
That being said, there's a whole industry of people whose job it is to predict the unknowable. They do call it something different, though.
Forecasting.
Jay Bryson's the chief economist at Wells Fargo. Ginger Chambliss is head of research for commercial banking at JPMorgan Chase. And we're going to spend a couple of minutes with them to talk about where their forecasts come from. Because even though they're just predictions, they are affecting the economy right now. Take the layoffs we've seen the past couple of weeks. Some CEOs, on their lists of reasons why they're cutting jobs, have said that they are looking at a softening economy and a possible recession.
We are looking for a modest recession to begin in mid-2023.
Our official view is that the U.S. could enter a mild recession later this year.
Which means that if their forecasts come to pass,
we're looking for the unemployment rate to rise to roughly 5% by the end of this year. To put that into perspective, if you go back and you look at the financial crisis, the unemployment rate rose to 10%.
The strength in the labor markets is definitely a factor that we think will mitigate the severity of any downturn.
It wouldn't be the widespread pain that we felt back in 2008, 2009.
Here's how they got there.
It's a mixture of science and a lot more art.
All right, let's start with the science.
There's definitely some modeling that goes on.
Models that predict the probability of a recession using some of the data that we talk about on this program.
What's happening with employment?
3.5% currently, a 50-year low. The January report comes out this Friday.
What's happening with consumer spending?
Fell by 0.2% last month. But wait, there's more.
Consumer sentiment, consumer confidence, business orders, supply chain conditions, inflation.
We learned Friday the core personal consumption expenditures price index. Remember, the Fed's preferred read on inflation is at its lowest levels since October of 2021. The models use all of this data and more, and some economic history as well, to make predictions. All right, forecasts.
But you've got to take them with a little bit of a grain of salt because it's a vast simplification of the U.S. economy, which is really, really complex.
This is a $26 trillion economy made up of hundreds of millions of people making economic decisions every single day. So the art of forecasting?
There's probably more art today than normal.
Because this economy, as I've said before, is just kind of weird right now.
We've seen inflation before, right? We've had supply shocks before, but this is a little bit of a different animal.
We really haven't had this degree of strength or tightness, really, in the labor market.
We've also had the shocks of the pandemic and its ripple effects and the Russian invasion of Ukraine to add even more variables. In general, though, remember this is art and science, and economists know this. You remember that grain of salt that Jay Bryson mentioned earlier?
We all give weathermen a hard time when they say, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. And you go to the beach and you get there to the beach and all of a sudden it starts to rain. And you're saying, what are these knuckleheads thinking, right? Well, kind of the same sort of thing with economists.
Knuckleheads? His term, not mine. There is one thing you should know, though. The actual official declaration of whether we're in a recession and when we get out of one comes to us from the Business Cycle Dating Committee of the National Bureau of Economic Research. The last recession we had, I'm sure you remember this, the shortest one ever, February to April of 2020.